All right, as far as the injuries go, we've got just a couple here. Fleming and Martin both strained their hamstrings. We'll just have to see how they do here tomorrow. Fleming's was fairly early and had to come out, did it on a punt return. And then I thought after the first drive that the Rams put together, I thought we settled down defensively and really played pretty good. I think by the time I yanked the guys out of there, I think the Rams had 51 yards there. So, and then offensively, I thought we started off sloppy, kind of picked it up as it went. And, you know, things worked out good. Jamal, the offensive line settled in. Jamal did a nice job. I thought Fisher played good. He had his hands full today, and I thought he handled that very well. He was a very good football player. I think Jeff Fisher's done a real good job. I mean, you look at the injuries that they had today and still be able to get in there and compete. I think he had three or four rookies starting for him and on the defensive side, and they just played their hearts out. So he's a good football coach. I thought special teams, that return to start the second half, I thought that was a big momentum shifter there and helped us out tremendously in that area. Time's yours.
Andy, you talk about the development of Nile Davis as a kick returner. I mean, you guys were determined to make something out of him when things looked pretty rough for him at the start. What led you to stick with him and not give up on that?
Yeah, well, listen, Dave's done a great job all the way around on special teams. He's been given quite a handful to deal with just with the injuries that have taken place, and that position kind of gets hit the hardest. But with Nile, to answer your question, Nile is big and strong and fast, and he hits it. So that's a term that you got to have somebody that does that on kickoffs. You can't have somebody that's back there dancing. You have to have somebody that's willing to see the hole and then go get it. And he's wired that way. It was a matter of him securing the football on the kicks. He had never done that before. So Tobe overloaded him with an abundance of returns during training camp and the OTAs and saw that he was improving. So he decided to go with him last year a bit and then this year. So good things have happened.
Andy, could you talk about Cairo's development? Is this maybe the best he's kicked the ball all season?
I'll tell you what. I mean, those kickoffs, doggone. With the wind, against the wind, he's just a little shooter too, man. He's kicking with a holder. Maybe we need a hold all the time. I don't know, but all those kickoffs. My goodness, is he killing it? He's crushing it. He's doing a nice job.
How much of those seven sacks was the defensive backfield?
Yeah, I should have mentioned Justin. Justin had three of those, and I thought he. You know, I thought our defense played well up front. I thought they had pressure on consistently throughout the game, and then Justin comes up with three sacks, and he snuck in there at the end of the game. So he snuck one in at the end there. But I just thought all along the front played very aggressive. I thought Bob called a heck of a game. He was bringing people here and there, and then the four man were getting there too. So it was pretty good.
Anything else?
Clark, get up here, Governor. Doggone it.